عباس كافي لي هي الأطفال عطشانة وتشكي لي.
الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والسلام على محمدنا وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Human beings, they inspire to imitate people that are higher regarded in society. These men and women would pave the way for generations to come. They would shape the thinking and mentality of the younger generations. Looking at inspiration role models in our recent times, we find people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi who have inspired millions around them. In the Quran, it discusses the concept of role models by telling us that there are imams of beliefs and imams of disbeliefs. The imams of beliefs are the models, are the role models that would lead us to God. They would lead us to the way of God and the holy household. However, the imams of disbelief would lead us to the opposite direction. Here in the West, we see many books and many articles written, people showing their concerns that people are no longer looking at the real role models. They are looking at the wrong role models and inspiring to be like them. They are looking at the entertainment industries to find their role models. And this is where the problems start, and this is where the problems start, and this is what leads to a corrupt ending. Philosophers have written in this book that a role model is someone you want to inspire to be like. It's someone that you look up to and you want to be like them. You want to model yourself after them. And then we question, why are people looking at the entertainment industries? Why are they looking at the real role models, the people that are making a difference in the world, the real role models? And then we see that people, they follow their low desires. They see people who have fame and they want to be like them. They follow their low desires. And then this is, we see that if one does that, then, you know, there's a huge, you know, there's a corrupt ending. As it says in the Quran, وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ فَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the truth follow their low desires, then the heavens and the earth will be perished. If someone follows these people, then, you know, that's the ending. They'll be perished. And this is when we start. We should look beyond the society. We should try to find the real role models, and we look beyond this thing, beyond this society. We should look at the roots, not the branches, not what has been presented to us. We should go out and find our real role models. And then we look into Islam, and we see that there's so much role models within Islam. And we find one of the best role models is Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. Sayyidah Zainab is just, she's a magnificent woman, and she's a role model for everyone. She's a role model for everyone. If you look in this world, if you look in today's world, show me one woman that is visited more than Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. For a woman that has lived more than 1,300 years ago, you know, she gets visitors from around the world, thousands of visitors from around the world on a daily basis. From the West, from America, till the East, from Japan, you know, all around the world she gets visitors. And till this day, people honor her for her respect. They look up to her and say, you know, she's an inspiration to us. They visit her because they respect her so much. And now we should look at her life and we should see the examples we can take from her, the lessons we can learn. Why should we inspire ourselves to be like her? And we see that she's the woman of great ability. She's the woman of intelligence. She's the woman of knowledge. She's the woman of patience, courage, bravery, everything, you know. She's such a magnificent woman. When Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was born, her mother was Fatimah al-Zahra and her father was Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, she had the best people to look up to. She was raised by the best people. Her granddad is no other than, you know, Rasulullah. You know, so she had the best people to look up to. When Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam was born, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he came in, and her mother, she said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ya Ali, O Ali, walidtu bibint fasammiha. She said, I've gave birth to a girl, so name her. So Ali said, La asbiqu Rasulullah bitasmiyatiha. He said, I can't name her before Rasulullah names her. فَذَهَبَ Ali, so Amir al-Mu'mineen, he went to Rasulullah and he said to him, رَزُقْتُ بِبِنْتُ فَسَمِّيهَا. He said, you know, I've been blessed with a child, so name her. And Rasulullah said, La asbiqu Allahu bi tasmiyatiha. He said, I can't name her before Allah names her. And then the angel Jibreel descended upon the Prophet and he said to him, you know, Allah sends his salams upon you and tells you, name her Zainab. And at that point we see that this, you know, for a woman, for Allah to give a name to a woman, for a human being, it shows that she's not just any ordinary woman. And at that point we see that she's a woman of great stature. She's, you know, she's of high rank. And then we must look into her life and we must see all the aspects of her life and why is this woman so magnificent. And we see that, you know, we see her first aspect is her modesty. That she's a woman of great stature. She's, you know, she's of high rank. And then we must look into her life and we must see all the aspects of her life and why is this woman so magnificent. And we see that, you know, we see her first aspect is her modesty. We see Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, she had the best hijab. She was so modest that she had the highest level of modesty. And in narrations tell us that Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, when she wanted to visit the Prophet Rasulullah's grave, Imam Ali used to take her at night, and Imam Ali used to walk in front of her, Imam Hassan used to walk on either side, and Abu Fadl Abbas used to walk behind her. And they used to turn off all the candles on the streets so that to prevent people from even seeing her shadow. This is how much hijab she had, this is how much modesty she had that, you know, people couldn't even see her shadow. And it's been said that no one knew how Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam looked like until the events of Karbala when her face was revealed. From that point she had the most highest level of modesty that no one knew how she looked like. And we see in Karbala when they killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it's been said that when they were going to burn the tents, they burned the tents and Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, she was in the tent and she told Zainal Abidin, you are our next imam. Shall we stay in the tent and be burnt, or shall we go out without our veils? And this is how much her hijab meant to her. This is how much her modesty meant to her. And if we are the followers of Ahlul Bayt, if we follow them, we must imitate them. We must do our hijab like them, and we must imitate them. And there's even a story that once in the Gulf, there was this, you know, in recent times, there was a story that a daughter of an Indian actress, Dawashia, she went to a Gulf country and they made celebrations for her and stuff. And they were celebrating, they were talking about her father's films. And then this Mu'min, he started speaking about, you know, Sayyid Zainab. And at that point, there was a cloth on her shoulders. She took that and she put it on her head and then she started crying. When the people asked her, why are you crying? She said, in respect to Zainab, you know, I'm putting the hijab on my head because Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, she wasn't like us. She was, you know, she had the high level hijab. And you see at that point that people know this is the truth. People know that modesty and covering up is, you know, the right way. And Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam was the best in modesty. And then we go to knowledge. Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, she had a high level of knowledge that Imam Zainal Abidin, he told her, أنتِ عالمة غير معلمة وفاهمة غير مفهمة. You know, you have knowledge without being taught and you understand without anyone explaining it to you. This is how much knowledge she had. People used to want to be around her. People used to, you know, want to be around her to learn from her. She had so much knowledge. It's been narrated that when she was 4 years old, that when her mother gave the khutbah, the sermon about Fadak, She memorized it all. She memorized it all, and she repeated it to other people. And this is how much knowledge she had from such a young age. From the age of 4, she was able to memorize a whole khutbah, a whole lecture, and repeat it again. This is how much knowledge this woman had. And then we move to bravery and courage and patience. And her bravery, her courage, and her patience is, you know, it shows the most when the events of Karbala happened. She sacrificed two of her sons in the events of Karbala, and she gave fearless and bold speeches, two speeches out to the people. And when Imam Hussein was killed, She turned to Omar ibn Sa'd and she said to him, "Oh Sa'd, Hussein is being butchered and you're only watching." She said that to him, you know, she was so brave that she, if she had to say something, she stood against wrong and she just said it. And then after she turned to the army and she said to them, "Is there no Muslim among you who could help the grandson of the Prophet?" You know, she turned to the whole army and she said that to him. This is how brave she was. This is how much courage she had. And we see in her speech of Kufa, she turned to the people and she said, "Oh people of Kufa, woe upon you. Do you realize which piece of Muhammad's heart you have served, which plague you have broken, whose blood you have shed, whose honor you have discreted?" And this is how much, you know, this is how brave she was. But she faced the people and she said what she had to say. She was, you know, she said the truth and she stood against unjust rulers. And to Ibn Sa'd in Kufa, he told her, you know, "What do you think of what Allah has done to your brother, Imam Hussein? You know, what do you think of what he's done?" And look at her reply. She said, "Ma ra'aytu illa jameela," I haven't seen nothing but beauty. Because she knows that Allah is not the one that done this to her brother Imam Hussein. It was Ibn Sa'd. And her reply was, it shows how much courage, how much patience, and how devoted to God she is. And also Ibn Sa'd, he wanted to kill Zayn al-Abidin. And when he saw him alive, when they came to him, he saw him alive, he wanted to kill him. And at that point, Sayyidah Zainab, she ran and she went in front of Imam Zayn al-Abidin, and she said to Ibn Sa'd, she said, "You will have to kill me first. How dare you sit on that throne which does not rightly belong to you and insult us? Listen, O son of Ziyad, we are the grandchildren of the Prophet. You claim you followed the Prophet's teaching, yet you have done everything to destroy his family." This is how much courage this woman had. This is how much bravery she had. And we see after everything she went through, after the events of Karbala, she still had the strength to face these people. She still had the courage to face these people. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, she gave a long speech against the oppressive and savage ruler Yazid. Her words were so powerful that till today people remember her words and they remember what she said. After everything she went through, after the events of Karbala, she still had the strength to face him and she still had the strength to speak up for the truth. And people say if it wasn't for Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam giving these two speeches in Kufa and Sham, then we wouldn't know what happened in Karbala. It was her that spoke up. It was her that spoke up against, you know, the oppressive rulers. It was her that told the people what happened in Karbala. And here is a role model that we should all inspire to be like. We see in her life she went through so much. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, she's a role model for not just me, not just for females, but for men as well, because of her modesty, because of her bravery, her courage, her knowledge, her intelligence. And this is a woman that we should look up to. She fought for
Zainab wal Abbas kafili hayl atfal akshana wa tishkili.